hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Well, we're going, we don't need roads.
You're listening to the Mike Kara radio program, Eye on the Nation, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois, USA, planet Earth.
Welcome back to another edition of the Mike Kara radio program, Eye on the Nation. We definitely have our Eye on the Nation, as always, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois, USA, planet Earth. And actually, October on the Mike Kara radio program, Eye on the Nation, is actually Law Enforcement Appreciation Month. So we want to honor and celebrate the lives and careers of some great law professionals, law enforcement professionals, that is. And my next guest is Nelson Velez. And Nelson is a retired law enforcement officer who served 20 years with the New York City Police Department. He was assigned to the Homeless Outreach Unit, and his unit addressed homeless conditions in the subway, parks, and on the streets. It's one of many specialized units in the department. And Nelson is co-author of the book, Last Stop, A Survivor's Story, which chronicles his experiences as a New York City police officer. And first of all, Nelson, on behalf of all my listeners and myself, we want to thank you so much for your service. And we really appreciate all that you've done as a police officer. So first of all, thanks for that.
Thank you very much, Mike, and thanks a lot for having me on your show tonight.
Exactly. It is definitely my pleasure. So, yeah, you have a book, and we want to talk about that, and you're involved in this homeless outreach unit, but I think our listeners and myself would be interested in know a little bit about, you know, your background and how you got started in law enforcement. I guess the question we like to ask all law enforcement, you know, individuals and people is, what drew you to that field? I mean, it was it, a, you know, about helping people? I mean, was that truly it, or...?
Well, actually, my brother is a retired police officer also, and he's the one who actually encouraged me to become a police officer like him. And I always wanted to be like my older brother, so I went and took the exam, not expecting to pass the test, but I did pass the exam, and next thing I knew, I was a police officer on patrol. But unlike my brother who patrolled the street, I was the New York City Transit police officer. That was before the merge of all three departments, which is housing, city, and transit. And I wind up riding trains at night for 10 hours. That's my initiation to the police department. And along with that, I eventually managed to get into the homeless outreach squad. And that's a unit of officers. I think they number now around 30. Back then it was around 10 officers. It's all voluntary. You volunteer to go into this unit. There are no other added bonuses or shields. You just do a job that's very difficult, and it entails going into subway tunnels. We were trained to walk the tracks, and with the power on, we didn't want to disrupt services. And because during the 1980s, there was well over 3,000 homeless individuals living south of West 4th Street Station in Manhattan, all the way down to Lower Manhattan stations. And that was our where we would concentrate our work to meet with the homeless people in the tunnels where they congregated.
Right? No, I was just saying that is something. So that so tell us a little bit about then. You know, you had visited with these homeless individuals, and then where did that go? I mean, was it getting them to shelters, or was it trying to get them to where they needed to go? Or
well, initially the idea was to get them out of the subway system, out of the tunnels, because inadvertently, while they were lighting up their fires to stay warm, or while they, interfere with the flow of train traffic, it was disrupting service. And the transit authority wanted us to make sure we get all these individuals out, and they were actually trespassing, and some of them will be arrested. But we did offer them an option to go to a shelter, and we work with the homeless Department of Homeless Services, who will provide a van for us to transport them to the nearby shelters. This seemed to work quite well for a while, but the population was increasing due to the city's economic problems at the time in the early 80s. So now, besides dealing with the homeless people in the tunnels, we actually had to deal with them on the platforms and on the trains. So to do that, we had to increase the size of our unit. And after that, we needed social workers so that they can better assess each individual's problems, since homeless individuals are not all what most people would think as bums, alcoholics, and people who don't want to work. Everybody has an individual socioeconomic problem. And that's in the book that I wrote, co-wrote with my friend Tommy, is that I met Tommy, who used to be a homeless individual back then in the late 80s. He was homeless for 5 years. I met him as one of the homeless person that I would wake up at 57th Street Station in Midtown Manhattan. One of many who slept at that station. That particular station had a long passageway, and it was populated easily by around 40 or 50 individuals a night that slept there in cardboard boxes or on the floor. And during the cold weather, it wasn't unusual to have one probably die due to the cold weather or substance abuse. And I would wake them up every morning around 5:30 in the morning. That was my assignment before I got on a train. And several years later, I run into Tommy again, but this time he was a social worker. He managed to get himself off the street on his own, go to rehab, and wanted to help. He became a social worker, and I recognized him as a person I used to wake up, and we became partners, sort of. He was assigned to work with me, so I worked with him helping other homeless people for around 17 years. That's the story right there. And Tommy, up to now, I think it's been over 20 years, we've been very good friends, and now he's an EMS worker. And I decided to write this book, and I told Tommy he had to be part of this book. And he was a little hesitant because of his family didn't know he was a homeless individual for 5 years. They just didn't know his whereabouts. So he sat with his family and told him about it, and then we managed to finish the book. And that's pretty much some parts of the story and the thousands of homeless people that we met and helped throughout all those years. And you don't realize how many homeless people come throughout our city looking for work or careers or better opportunities.
Exactly. So I'm sure, Nelson, that, the whole thing was, to help these homeless individuals. But, I mean, you mentioned, Tommy was a great case. Did you see any other people that had similar stories to him that were able to get jobs and do things like that?
Yes. The thing is that it wasn't that easy to get someone off the street or subway and get them back into society. Most of them had layers of problems, whether it was mental illness, medical problems, obviously socioeconomic problems. So the first thing was to do is deal with their immediate need, which was hospitalization. If they had a medical issue, psychiatric help, and then a social worker will be assigned to help them get back into society and eventually be able to work. And that took time. And that we would hand off over to the Department of Social Services, which Tommy worked with. And we will move on to the next individual. And a lot of these people I met, unfortunately, some of them were school teachers, and even a police officer or two that I met while waking people up on the subways that were down on their luck for whatever reason, personal reason, economic, and these are the people who are out there. These are people from all over the United States who are homeless. And some of the individuals, like I said, are very well educated. They just couldn't find work, or they just had suffer from depression, or mental illness, which was one of our biggest problems with people with mental illness who pretty much had given up hope, and they decided this is where they're going to be. They're out on the street, subway, abandoned buildings, and parks.
Okay, Nelson, you know what? That sounds great. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back. My guest today is Nelson Velez, who is a retired law enforcement officer who served 20 years with the New York City Police Department. He was assigned to the Homeless Outreach Unit, and his unit addressed homeless conditions in the subway, parks, and on the streets, and is one of many specialized units in the department, a very important unit, I must say. And Nelson is a co-author of the book Last Stop, A Survivor's Story, which chronicles his experience as a New York City police officer and his interaction with homeless individuals. And we want to make mention that in October on the Mike Hero Radio program, I Am the Nation, we are saluting all law enforcement individuals, whether that be police officers or federal officers or FBI or CIA or whatever, here, especially on the Mike Hero Radio program, I Am the Nation. And being in Woodridge, we have, of course, our wonderful Woodridge Police Chief Steve Heron. And in Lamont, we have Chief Kevin Shaughnessy. And we appreciate what they're doing. And we definitely appreciate what Nelson is doing. And for me, I've always appreciated police officers and law enforcement. I've even thought about becoming one myself, and there still may be time, but I just think that law enforcement is so important, and sometimes police officers, especially during traffic stops and other interactions, don't necessarily get the respect that they deserve, and they're out to do a job. They're out to preserve and protect us, and basically they're for us, and they're to provide, you know, us with the safety and security, and we want to salute Nelson. We want to salute all police officers and law enforcement and federal agents and everyone that's, you know, keeping us safe. So we appreciate what Nelson is doing, and we appreciate what law enforcement, whether it be Chicago, New York, Australia, you know, all around the world, we want to salute law enforcement individuals. So my guest again is Nelson Velez, and you are listening to the Mike Hero Radio program, Eye on the Nation. We definitely have our eye on the Nation, is always proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois, USA, planet Earth. And please stay with us for our next segment of this edition of our program today.